This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If this is Wednesday, there must be news of the debt limit. And in fact, there is. Today, New York Democrat Gerald Nadler introduced a bill to get rid of the debt ceiling. Just make it go away, which does kind of seem almost too easy. Congressman Nadler, good to have you on the program.
Good to be here.
You came out early, sir, in support of the trillion-dollar coin, an idea that was ill-fated, perhaps. You now have this legislation to repeal the debt ceiling, which will have a tough time, I think, passing Congress. What's the point you're trying to make?
The point I'm trying to make is that the debt ceiling has been weaponized. It was superfluous. All the debt ceiling does is allow the United States to pay the bills. The bills incurred as a result of congressional voting last year, the year before that. By threatening not to raise the debt limit to cause us to default unless the Congress or the President does what the Republicans in the House want him to do, in effect, what that's doing is blackmailing the American people, like a 1930s gangster movie. That's a nice economy you got over there. Pity if it should blow up.
On the theory, Congressman, that the debatable theory, I'll grant you that, that the Republicans are negotiating from a perceived position of strength, do you think the Democrats are ready to have any conversations about Social Security reductions and Medicare reform and all those things that might help control
spending?
Well,
I certainly hope we're not prepared to discuss Social Security reductions, although apparently the president is to some extent. Medicare we're certainly prepared to discuss as long as we're not talking about reductions in Medicare benefits. But we should not be prepared to negotiate at the point of a gun.
Do you realize, Congressman, do you and all of your colleagues, both in Congress and at the White House and everywhere else in official policymaking in Washington, do you realize how you come off to the American people?
Well, I think Congress comes off terribly. And it's right. And the basic reason for that, well, there have been two reasons for that. One is that the Senate has been hamstrung by the filibuster. A minority can block anything, so the Republicans can block anything, the Democrats can block anything.
Congressman,
But the second thing is, in the House, you've got a bunch of extremists in the Republican Party who are intent on blackmailing the American people to get what they want because they think they are right, and compromise is a dirty word.
Let me see if I can get you to answer this question again without using the words Democrat or Republican. This is not the way responsible people deal with difficult problems, sir.
That's right, but only one party is being really irresponsible here, and it takes two to tango. So I don't think you can honestly answer that question without reference to Democrats and Republicans.
What are we really going to do after your bill goes for a vote in the House and is defeated, because it inevitably will be? What are you really going to do to fix the debt limit in this country?
Well, it's not a question to fix the debt limit. The debt limit must be increased. There's no way around that. And the president, by saying he's not going to negotiate, is right. Now, he's got, I think, two ways around the debt ceiling, if it comes to that. One is invoking the 14th Amendment, and the other is the platinum coin option.
Which are not going to happen. He has said that's not going to happen.
Which the president has said is not going to happen. But I wonder if the Republicans do not back down, faced with a depression, if the president wouldn't reconsider that.
I guess we'll see.
I would certainly urge him to.
Congressman Gerald Nadler, Democrat of New York, he introduced today a new bill called the Full Faith and Credit Act of 2013 to get rid of the debt limit. Congressman, thanks a lot for your time, sir.
Thank you.